Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
The most important thing, we trust one another. What happened, we trust one another, and that's why we came up with the win.
The head coach.
We're just going to have to be more disciplined. He's going to have to be more disciplined.
And the fans.
We have some talented players, no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to compete at this level of the NBA with what we have going on.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show. Presented by Palermo's Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza. Now, here's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I gotta tell you, that was damn impressive. I don't know how else to describe that, but damn impressive. Bucks win 108-94 over the Houston Rockets. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here. Mayor Mitch, Evan, other side of the glass. And there's so many things. So many things. I'm just going to give you the phone number, and then you can just call into the show and tell us just what blew your mind tonight. Because there are several for me that just, I was like, wow, that was impressive. That was impressive. What was it for you tonight? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Is my voice shaky or is it just me?
It's a little bit, yeah.
It's a little, okay. I thought I was hearing things, but okay. The first thing that I'm going to say that came to me tonight with this game is this. It's going to be really, really difficult if they lose a playoff series. The Bucks. It's going to be really difficult for everybody involved. And I don't even care about the players. I'm saying fans.
Yeah.
It's going to be very, very difficult because when you put together a season the way they've put together, and now it's getting into crunch time, you've got a battle of MVPs or guys that want to be MVP. You pretty much nullified Harden. I mean, he didn't do anything. The points he scored, you let him have. You just said, oh, there's layup. Go ahead, layup drill. But we're not giving you anything else. You nullified him. Giannis had an okay night by Giannis standards. Nothing special. 19 points, 14 boards. And you crushed him in the second half. I mean, you just absolutely crushed this basketball team. The last time you played them, they didn't have Chris Paul. So from their perspective, you didn't beat us at full strength. Let's see what happens when we have Chris Paul. They had Chris Paul tonight. You didn't have half your team. Half your team didn't play. You beat them with half a team. And they had Capella. They had Eric Gordon. They had Chris Paul. They had PJ Tucker. They had House Jr.
Who couldn't miss.
Couldn't miss. They had Shumpert. They had Rivers. They had their squad. They had their squad. This is a squad they're going to play with in the playoffs. This is their team. This is how they think they're going to beat Golden State. You didn't have half your team. And yeah, no pun intended, housed them in the second half. That's what you did. Folks, I'm just telling you right now, man. If they lose a series in the playoffs, and I don't care who it's to, it's going to be tough on Bucks fans. It's going to be tough. Because it's tough to imagine watching the regular season, seeing how they possibly lose a seven-game series to anybody. Anybody. But then in my brain, me and Steve Novak had this conversation, along with DJ Wilson. Regular season and postseason are two totally different seasons, play two totally different ways to a certain degree. And just because you're great in the regular season does not mean that's going to translate into the postseason with how games are called by referees, by how the game changes physicality-wise. the media pressure and everything else that goes along with it, but it's still going to hurt if they lose a series. I'm just telling you.
Maybe it was the crowd, but this just felt like an actual playoff game.
Let me tell you something.
Because look at the Rockets shot 7 free throws.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Harden does.
I mean, they were letting him play.
Harden does that double in a game by himself.
By the way, shouts out to Coach Bud for the game plan against Harden. I mean, it's
been the same thing.
I know, and at both games, and it's incredible because you're not giving him anything he always gets.
Just go straight. You can go straight.
You can take a layup. We're not going to follow you.
Yeah, no, you just go right ahead. Have at it.
And then he decides, and after that makes the wrong decision.
Correct. Yep. And he hates it.
Uh-huh.
It's driving Harden crazy. It's driving him crazy.
I mean, they kept saying on the players only. I mean, say what you will about those guys. But they kept saying they're literally behind Harden.
Literally. They weren't even like side by side. They were kind of behind on
his
backhand.
But we are not going to let you step back to your left.
Right. Nope. It's not happening.
Because that's where that's his shot.
That's his rhythm shot. Right. Absolutely it is. But the fan base tonight, hey, man, listen, finally, I think there's two things. One, they knew it was a big game because of Harden and Giannis. Two, I think enough of these people in that arena had heard all this crap nationally about how soft everybody is in this town and how quiet everybody is, and they weren't going to let it happen. And I don't know which of the knuckleheads on TV said, Milwaukee's on fire going to a break. Everybody was standing and cheering and going crazy, and they gave a shout-out to the fan base. So I thought that was pretty cool. All right, Bucks win 108-94. Let's take a call first. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. If you're leaving the arena, I want to hear from you. What were you most impressed by tonight? Maybe it was your fellow fans. Maybe it was something else. What was it for you? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM. The Fan, where to?
Rick in Oshkosh is a happy camper. You're first up on the Fan tonight. What's up, Rick?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I agree with most of what you said, but tonight, why they won is they held Houston, who's a high-scoring team, to less than 100 points. Their defense. And if they have to take over completely now, between now and playoff, you have to admit, during playoff time, it's a different animal. You said it, the reason why, you have to play defense. You can't win shootouts in the playoffs.
Right.
And they have to keep this up. And they taught and they played defense. They still turned the ball over too much, as far as I was concerned. But they still play defense. And,
right.
And I'm happy when it's, when you're a Cleveland team score 100 points. I'm not happy.
Yeah, but you just got to realize who you have on the floor. And like you said, to do it with half your team is unbelievable. It really is. It really was a very impressive deal. Hey, Rick, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go inside the box score.
How did tonight's game add up? Let's go inside the box score. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video, home entertainment and commercial audio video. Simply done right. ABCAudioVideo.com. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show, presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
All right, 108-94 Bucks over the Houston Rockets tonight. Steve Sparky Fiverr with you as we go inside the box score. Giannis, 33 minutes, 7 of 15 from the floor, 0 of 2 from 3, 5 of 7 from the free throw line, 19 points, 14 boards, 4 assists, a steal, a block, 5 turnovers. Middleton, 34 minutes, 6 of 23 from the floor, 1 of 8 from 3, 13 points, 5 boards, 2 steals, and a turnover. That's another thing that was impressive tonight. You won despite him. You won despite him not playing well. And he went hunting for shots tonight. Giannis only took 15, and Middleton went, to heck with this. I'm going to show everybody the national stage that I can do this. Everybody's going to talk about Chris Paul. I'm going to talk about Chris Middleton. Shot one fall. Brooke Lopez, 30 minutes, 5 of 8 from the floor, 3 of 5 from 3. He is. He is going to be huge for this team in the playoffs, I'm telling you. 13 points, 8 boards, 1 assist, 1 turnover. And then how much do you pay him in the offseason? Don't ask. People keep asking me that. I don't know. Do you have any idea?
Where I think to start? You only can, if you're the Bucks, he can only sneak in on the mid-level exception.
You're trying to avoid the luxury tax.
Correct.
Well, they.
I think it's something where like everybody has to sign first, and then he comes in
last.
Last.
Yeah.
Which is only like $8 million a year or something. I still haven't looked it up.
He's going to want to have to stay here to do that. I'll tell you that right now. Because that'll be a discount probably from what he probably can get. Bledsoe, 29 minutes, 9 of 19 from the floor, 4 of 7 from 3, 1 of 2 from the line, 23 points, 7 assists, 3 boards, 1 steal, 2 blocks, three turnovers. Sterling Brown, 4 of 8 from the field in 26 minutes, 0 of 2 from three, 8 points, 11 boards, 3 assists, a steal, a block, and a turnover.
And fit in mighty nicely in the starting lineup, if I don't say so myself.
He absolutely did. No question.
I brought that up in a prior postgame show.
Tony Snell, we'll see how this plays out. Budenholzer was asked by Matt Velasquez today the timeline, and he sidestepped it. And then he said, is he going to be back for the playoffs? Budenholzer said, yes. Okay, that's all we wanted to know. Is he going to be ready for the playoffs? And he said, Snell will be ready for the playoffs. So Sterling Brown will get a free audition here. If he plays well, maybe he can hold that job. 31 minutes for Pat Connaughton off the bench, 4 of 5 from the field, 4 of 5 from 3, 14 points, 7 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 2 turnovers. That's an outstanding night by Pat Connaughton. 21 minutes by George Hill. I thought he took too many shots. 1 of 6 from the floor, 0 of 1 from 3, 2 of 2 from the line, 4 points, 4 assists, 2 boards, 3 steals, and 1 turnover. This is what I don't like. I know he's the vet. I know they all look up to him. But there was a sequence where Middleton had hit a shot. He comes down. The announcers are like, dude, give him the ball back. He just hit a shot. Let him get his rhythm. George Hill did not pass the entire shot clock and then took a shot himself. And I was sitting on my couch. I'm going, well, that was stupid. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're supposed to be the vet leader moving the ball. That was just selfish. I mean, I don't mind you taking shots within the rhythm of the offense, but that was you deciding you're just going to play one-on-one with somebody for a shot clock. George Hill ain't that guy anymore. You can't do that. Ersan Ilyasova, 17 minutes, 3 of 5 from the floor, 1 of 2 from 3, 7 points, 4 boards, 1 assist for Ersan Ilyasova. 16 minutes for DJ Wilson, 3 of 5 from the floor, 1 of 2 from the 3-point range, 7 points, 6 boards, and 1 turnover. Garbage time minutes, Colson and Frazier got a minute each, not worth talking about. Let's go furthermore, 44.7% for the Bucks, 42 of 94. Houston, 36 of 99 for 36.4%. 14 of 34 from three-point range for Milwaukee, 41.2%. For Houston, 16 of 52 for 30.8%. Free throws, 10 of 13 for the Bucks. Only 6 of 7 for Houston. The Bucks. Did you see how many rebounds the Bucks had tonight? Don't look. You're lucky, you cheater. 60 rebounds. 60. That's a stupid number.
Let's okay. So the Rockets
such a
shoot
stupid
so
number.
Many shots.
99 shots. Yeah,
and they shoot a lot of
jumpers,
momentum changing shots. If you know what I mean.
Where you it's get like, out of at halftime, they I forgot how many fast break points the Bucks had. Houston didn't have a single point in transition and fast break points at halftime. Not a single point.
They were completely shut down.
It's crazy. 60 to 46 Bucks advantage there. Turnovers tonight, 15 for the Bucks, 13 for Houston. I liked 14 and under. 15 is an end of the world when you win by this much. 108-94 Bucks over the Houston Rockets tonight as the Bucks continue to chase 60 victories on the season, 56 and 19, 31 and 6 at home. For the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's get to a sports flash with Mayor Mitch. Phone lines are full. We'll get to your guys' calls coming up next. Just stay on hold. We will get to you 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Bucks over the Houston Rockets tonight. Back to the phones we go. 414-799-1250. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Mayor Mitch, chairman of the DJ Wilson Fan Club. Evan, other side of the glass, who has quit wearing a baseball cap the last several times.
New look.
What's going on, dude? Girls like start liking on that hair of yours and you stop wearing a cap or what?
It was just time for a new look.
I like it. Man.
Just needed a change.
You know, I'm 22 now. I have like a month and a half left of school. I got to look more professional now.
Exactly.
Is that what it is?
Let's go with that.
Okay, yeah, that works for me, man. The first time I saw him with that haircut, I was like, what in the world is going on with that boy's hair? And now it's grown on me. I kind of like it. Yeah, it looks good. 108.94 Bucks over the Rockets. All right, where to first, Mitch?
Trell, leaving Fiserv Forum. What's up, Trell?
Wearing his Central Division Championship
yes,
gear
sir.
That I saw on Twitter.
What's going on, gentlemen? How you doing?
Oh, good. I love a happy Trell. There's nothing better than a happy Trell calling into the show with a smile from ear to ear.
Oh, man, I just love it, dude. We beat those Rockets like that, man. James Harden, I just love it. They had great defense playing against him. Great game by Eric Bledsoe. I love the physicality that he displayed. Him and Sterling Brown, on their backcourt with Paul and Harden. They did an excellent job.
Bledsoe, baby Tosh was at the game tonight, and he texted me in the start of the second half. He's like, Bledsoe is on a mission tonight, and it definitely felt that way.
Yeah, he was. He was very physical. You know, Harden was doing that little floppery stuff, and he wasn't having any of it. I just love seeing it. I don't think either one of the guys had MVP caliber numbers tonight, but I think this just adds to the case for Giannis that his team won convincingly going away, and they're proving that they're the best team in the league this year from start to finish. And I think that bodes well for him as far as the MVP voters, because a lot of the guys that I've been seeing, they've been saying they're going to vote for Giannis, saying that when have you ever had a player number one in defense, number two in offense, and his team has the overall number one record and point differential. When has that ever happened? And he's asking one of the MVP. So that makes a lot of sense to me. I think Harden's campaigning hard for it. He wants it really a whole lot.
They took out an ad in the Journal Sentinel today for it.
Yeah, he's been trying to play for the MVP pretty much the whole year. And I don't think that even though he put up some great scoring nights, I think Giannis does way more for his team, and it sticks out way more. I think he's going to win MVP this year.
All right, Terrell, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. 108.94 bucks over the Rockets. Let's go to the Screaming Sicilian Frozen Pizza play of the game.
We know you can do that. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You're listening to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. What play had you screaming? Brought to you by Palermo's Screamin' Sicilian Premium Frozen Products and Kraft Pizzas.
You ever go on Twitter and...
Nope, never.
You see a tweet...
Bad for you.
And they tell you don't do something. When you see that, you're like, oh, no. And then you got to go look. Because that just happened to me on Twitter. So you play the highlight, and I'm going to go look at something I'm not supposed to look at, apparently.
Oh, it's not the Nurkic injury, is it?
No, it's not the Nurkic injury.
Did you? Right. I didn't. Okay, yeah, I don't even want to talk about that because it was...
Gross. Okay, so what do you got there for a play of the game?
Screaming Sicilian play of the game. This could have been probably a defensive play, a wrench-and-go drive of the game, but we'll go screaming play of the game. Eric Bledsoe ignites the Fiserv Forum crowd, gets the Bucks into it in the second quarter.
Clock at 5. Julian Solver with the scoop. Oh, Bledsoe with the steal, the finish! Then we have a delay of game when Bledsoe smacking the ball away from James Harden trying to get it in. Listen to this crowd, guys.
Great hands-up play by Bledsoe. And this is why defense is so important, because it changes the tempo of the game, and when you pick it up 4 points like Bledsoe just did, it gives your offense the energy to get stops.
Good block by Giannis. Giannis pushing. Crowd's into it. Ilyasova, transition three. Misses. Look at Bledsoe. A little big down the rebound. Calls timeout.
That's just good stuff. Could listen to that all night long. TNT on the call. Players only night. Okay, so Jerry on Twitter says, don't look at the Christian Wood box score. So I had to look at the Christian Wood box score. Christian Wood for the Pelicans tonight, the former Buck, 23 points, 9 boards, 3 steals, 6 block shots on 8 of 14 from the line, 1 of 3 from 3, 7 of 9 from the field in 32 minutes.
Yeah, they lost, but...
They did.
Cool.
I just...
What?
I'm sorry. And, you know, Eric Name is convinced that he's not going to be that good, but I'm Eric Name of The Athletic. And Eric Name of The Athletic did say on the big show, look, he'll probably have a couple big games throughout the year, but he doesn't think he's going to be anything special going forward in the NBA.
I don't either. I just...
I think he's going to be. Yeah.
So the Bucks were in a position where they kind of had to make a move on somebody.
Oh, I understand. Oh,
it had to be Tim Frazier, apparently.
I get it. Tim Frazier, who was horrible and didn't do anything. That was the decision that they made. They jacked around with Christian Wood all year long.
Yep.
He could have been brought up and played significant minutes at any point. And instead, it's, well, you don't really play good enough defense in the G League. Who, by the way, the entire coaching staff got fired today. They fired the entire Wisconsin Herd coaching staff today. They're all gone after 2 years. So they're going to have to go hire somebody else. That Christian Wood thing, I'm telling you, you watch, it's going to bite him right square in the rump next year. Especially if this team doesn't have a lot of depth, it's really going to bite him in the rump next
Christian
year.
Wood, Anthony Davis insurance.
For the Pelicans?
Yeah.
You're damn right.
Why do you think they got him?
You're damn right it is. Watch out.
Had to be.
They just took a flyer.
He's so good.
They were so good in the G League. He's like, okay, well, let's see what
you
got.
Said it. I mean, you say it all the time. They don't play defense in the G League.
Well, they apparently don't play defense in that game either. Now, again, they were playing the Hawks.
New Orleans doesn't.
They were playing against the Hawks tonight. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what Christian Wood does going forward. All right, where are we going to next?
Let's go to Benji leaving 5-0-4. What's up, Benji?
How you doing, man?
Good.
Coming from the game, God, at the end of that first half, I'm not kidding you. If that's not playoff atmosphere basketball, I don't know what is. That was unbelievable. The whole, literally, the stadium was shaking. Like, just from that play, that Eric Bledsoe play you just heard, my buddy and I were just re-listening to that. That just sounds awesome. It was incredible. Another thing, listen, our defense by our guards, by Sterling Brown, George Hill, especially Eric Bledsoe, but George Hill and Sterling Brown stepping up, you know, holding Harden and Paulta, you know, not bad games, but, you know, not to their usual games. You know, that is great job on them stepping up.
Just got to think at some point James Harden has to figure this out. Like, because in the playoffs, if I'm any opposing coach watching this, I'm doing what the Bucks did to him. I am, especially if it's a first-round series and I may not win that series anyhow. I'm gonna dare him. Okay, let's see what you do in seven games because we're going to play you the same way and make James Harden do something.
Yeah, and just one more question, kind of bouncing off of what one of your earlier callers said. What do you think of this game? You know, a lot of people were saying top two MVP players battling it out. What's your thoughts on, you know, Giannis, both Giannis and Harden not having the best games, but, you know, at the end of the day, the Bucks winning. Do you think that helps Giannis's odds, or do you think it's...
I don't know. I think there's two trains of thoughts there. Thanks for the call. There's the Leroy Butler train of thought on the Big Show, who said earlier today that when the Bucks are playing without Giannis, he hopes they get killed because he thinks that helps Giannis's campaign for MVP. And he thinks that when the Bucks do really well and Giannis isn't on the floor, that kind of hurts his campaign for MVP. It's an interesting train of thought. I guess I never thought about it that way. And this team is much deeper. And
well, if you look at it makes him look better, yeah.
Right. And this team is just much better than years previous. You know, look at the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. If they played well with the backup quarterback when Aaron Rodgers wasn't on the field, you know, that may be an indictment on maybe Aaron Rodgers isn't as good. So my counterpoint was, no, that means Ted Thompson actually did his job. That's why that team was much better or could have been much better than it actually was. In this instance, there's enough talent on this floor to make up for. Now, throughout the whole course of a season, they're not going to be the best team in the Eastern Conference without Giannis. It's not happening. Will you be in the playoffs? I think you would be in the playoffs in the East without Giannis, but you're not going to be the one seed. There's no question that's not happening. All right, let's go to X Factor of the game in a Bucks 108-94 win.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the game. Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
People tweeting about not paying Chris Middleton. Can we just enjoy the win tonight, please, without having to go after Chris Middleton?
I'm not going to retweet any of those tonight.
Please, can we please not attack Chris Middleton tonight?
It was a bad game from Chris.
The Bucks won. It wasn't because he wasn't aggressive. He was aggressive. They just weren't falling. That's going to happen. To a degree, I'd rather have him do that than take eight shots and just not be a part of the basketball game. I'd rather him try and be aggressive. And he tried to be aggressive, and they just weren't falling. 108-94, X Factor of the game. Bledsoe. I mean, 23 points, 7 assists tonight for Eric Bledsoe. And really, you could say the backcourt if you want to include Sterling Brown on that, who had 8 points and 11 boards. But Eric Bledsoe, I just think, was a huge factor in this game. 4-7 from 3-2. Eric Bledsoe, your X factor of the game. All right, take a quick timeout. Come back, get more of your calls in. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. What stood out to you in tonight's game? Back after this on the Fan.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon.
108-94, Bucks over the Rockets. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Mayor Mitch, the chairman of the DJ Wilson Fan Club. Evan, other side of the glass. As we eye up the enemy tonight in a Bucks victory. James Harden had 23 points, 10 boards, 7 assists, couple blocks, 4 turnovers. I'm here to tell you, didn't really have that big of an impact on the basketball game. He really didn't. They played on his back hip, and he didn't do much at all. 1 of 9 from 3, 9 of 26, almost 30% from the field. Yikes. Eric Gordon, brutal. 0 of 7 from the floor, 0 of 5 from 3 from him. PJ Tucker, brutal. 1 of 9 from the field, 1 of 8 from 3 for him. Other folks in the game tonight, House Jr., 5 of 9 from 3. He had 15 points and 4 boards. He definitely had some impact on the game. Chris Paul played pretty decent, 19 points, 9 boards, 4 assists, a couple of turnovers. And Capella, 17 and 11, a couple of assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. All of that for naught, though. Bucks win 108-94. Back to the phones we go in the Bucks victory. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. What say you, Mayor Mitch?
Aaron and Kakana, you're up next on The Fan. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep. Sure.
What impresses me about this game the most, we are not fully healthy. We're missing Brogdon. We're missing Nico. We're missing Gasol, for that matter. We are not healthy, and we're crushing the Rockets tonight. Wait till we get Nico. Wait till we get Brogdon back. We are a damn good basketball team. We are winning it all this year. And I'll take you up on an offer, Sparky.
What's that?
I'll bring you to a playoff game.
Oh, buddy. Yeah, maybe. Maybe we can do a playoff game. Maybe that's a thing. Maybe we'll see how that works out. 108-94, Bucks get the win. Aaron, thanks a lot. Enjoy the rest of your night, buddy. Let's see, where to next, Mayor Mitch?
Let's go to Bruce on the northwest side. What's up, Bruce?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you, the defense was great tonight. The offense without Giannis was great, and Bledsoe was a great player, but the guy that stunk it up as usual was our boy Middleton.
Yeah, I know.
He didn't play good defense. He didn't play good offense. He turned it over so many times I can't even count it.
He only had one turnover.
Well, that's one they counted. But let me ask you a question, Sparky. How can you sign a guy with who's 5 for 20 in a game like this? Now, Giannis didn't have a great night, but he does other things that make it better for the team. He plays good defense, and he plays hard games.
Bruce.
I don't see... Well,
Bruce, you know I love you, right? We've known each other for a long time. I don't want to get on bashing Middleton when they won so convincingly over the Rockets tonight. Yes, he didn't play well. He didn't shoot well. Yes, I agree on everything you said, but I don't want to get into talking about the offseason and summer. We bash Milton nonstop on this station and say he's now worth $30 million. I don't want to do it again tonight.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, Sparky. What do you think they can beat the Clippers, who have now won, I think, 11 of the last 12?
Yeah, yeah. They can beat anybody in this league. Anybody. Golden State.
Well, I'll tell you what. I want to see. By the way, what do you think about our boy Bledsoe? He's played pretty good, didn't he?
Dude, he got paid, and he is really balling out now. Now he's gone to a whole different level now since he signed that check or signed that contract. Hey, thanks for the call, Bruce. He really has. And see, that was my thing. And we'll see how this plays out next year going forward. But he says he signed that deal because he likes Milwaukee, wants to stay here. I say it has to do with chance to win rings with Giannis. That was a big part of it. And the other part of it could be that his agent was sniffing around, couldn't find anything that was going to be really, really big. Pretty much told Eric, hey, what they're offering, he's probably going to be right around what you're going to get. So if you want to take it now, if you like it there, take it. Otherwise, we'll go for agency. If you want to go play in a bigger market or do something else, fine. And Eric took it to stay here, and that's great. And with his aggressive nature, on the hunt, as he was tonight, I like to say, yeah. He's really good when he's playing.
And he had a couple off nights too, I think. A couple of quiet nights where he just wasn't, you know, involved the last two or three games.
He plays well. As Gary Ellerson would say, he's got some weight on the game. Like, you can feel Bledsoe when he gets going. You just can't. You can feel it.
Well, you saw it tonight. It was impressive.
He could change momentum by himself. That steal on that inbounds play and that basket. That arena came unhinged on that play.
Absolutely.
That swung momentum going forward from that play.
He is definitely, I mean, besides Giannis, I guess, obviously, he is a guy that fans seem to just like what he does on the court. You know, he does, when he wants to hustle and when wants to get, you know, how many, you know, you see him out jump Embiid for a, on a jump ball.
Yep.
And everybody the crowd just goes nuts. That was like the loudest the crowd got in that Philly game. And then tonight you saw it a few times.
And he'll also make that dumb pass from time to time in a critical situation where you want to wring his neck. But for the most part, though, he will provide a bunch of positive stuff. All right, defensive play of the game.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
Lakers and Wizards on TNT right now. They should have just showed like Major League again or something.
Well, actually, Law Abiding Citizen was on before the Bucks game, maybe they could have done that.
Could have shown Hoosiers. I mean, there's movies you could have ran in place of this horrible basketball game.
You know what I watched last night? Wolf of Wall Street was on.
Never seen it.
Really?
Nope.
I wouldn't show the kids that one, probably.
No.
But that's a good one.
Is it?
Yeah, that's funny.
Never seen it. All right, defensive play of the game. Highlights courtesy of TNT. What do you got, Mayor Mitch?
Well, speaking of Eric Bledsoe, he ignites the Pfizer Forum crowd again, this time in the third quarter, holding the MVP wannabe, we'll call him, James Harden, off the board here.
Mid-range, and he is feisty, and he got a lot of dog in him. Yes, he does. Speaking of dog, Bledsoe said, get that shot out of here.
Glad he didn't swear. When he said... Oh, I'm glad he didn't swear. That could have been bad. Because, I mean, that's kind of, as a player. Now, this player's only broadcast.
Yeah. Oh, that's a risk they run.
That's not what you say. So, when he said it, I'm just glad he didn't swear. It's a highlight courtesy of TNT. All right, let's make another call in here. Mayor Mitch, where to?
Let's go to Adam, leaving Pfizer Forum. What's up, Adam?
Hey, guys. Hey, Sparky. How you doing?
Doing good, buddy.
I am coming home from the game, and I watched the absolute great outing by the Milwaukee Bucks. I wanted to touch on how well they defended James Harden and Chris Paul. They did a nice job defending them and making them shoot twos instead of threes, which is a win, and making players like P.J. Tucker take tough shots, which they ended up missing. And I also wanted to touch on how deep they are, even without Malcolm Brogdon and Nikola Mirotic. They still are very deep and can literally go against anybody in the NBA, and they beat a really good Rockets team. And I wanted to talk about how I love the brand new arena. It's my first time in Pfizer Forum. It's beautiful.
What was your favorite part of the arena?
My favorite part of the arena was the seats were really panorama club, and that was really cool to see, and I absolutely loved every minute of it. Go Bucks, go. Fear the deer, and I am so excited for the rest of the year and looking what they can do coming up.
Sounds good, man. Call back after another game. Take care. Have a good night.
Thanks.
You betcha. Yeah, that arena's going to get people to keep on coming back. I'm looking forward to going to the Eric Church concert on Friday night.
I thought somebody told me it was last weekend. But
no, it's this weekend. Oh. So Friday night we're going. And apparently he doesn't have an opening act.
So it's just 2-3 hours of Eric Church, probably?
I don't know how long it's going to be, but apparently he starts at 8:30, and we were having this conversation earlier today. I got to be there by 8:30. I'm like, well, who's opening for him? Nobody. He just goes on at 8:30 and starts playing. He doesn't have an opening act? It's pretty damn big not to have an opening act. The only thing I can think of is he just wants the gate to himself. Like, I'm not going to split it. I'm just going to take the money myself. I don't know. I don't get it, but I'll be there. Looking forward to seeing Eric Church there at the arena on Friday night.
Both nights this weekend.
Yeah. Yep, Friday and Saturday. Got a great deal on tickets, too. I didn't find it. She found it. Flash sale deal or something? $25. $25. I know people pay like $125. Oh, great, you were in the upper deck, but who cares? Closer to the Jack Daniels bar for us. I don't care. Okay, Mayor Mitch, one more, and then we'll go to Sports Flash.
One more. All right, let's do Ryan and Oak Creek. Ryan, you're up next on The Fan. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. Another good Bucks win tonight. But, you know, I wanted to call in and say I've heard people talk about it, but I've never seen it for myself. And I don't watch a lot of Rockets games on TV. But being at the arena tonight, I couldn't believe it that James Harden, when he doesn't have the ball, he doesn't move.
No, he stands around.
He literally stands there. I couldn't believe it. Play after play, he watches the rest of his team. Unless they're turning towards him like, hey, we're going to pass you the ball, he stands there. I just couldn't believe it.
And that's on D'Antoni. That simple and sweet. I like Mike D'Antoni. I'm a Mike D'Antoni fan. But that is on that coaching staff for not making him do something other than stand there. That's who it is. They watch the film. They could point it out to him. You got to move. And if you're not going to move, then there should be repercussions. And they're not going to touch James Harden because of how much he can score. Thanks for the call. Kind of like the Randy Moss of basketball, right? Remember all the times you see Randy Moss on a run play just not even move off the line of scrimmage?
Yeah. I thought about Jay Cutler, but he's not as good.
Oh, Cutler always played hard, though. I mean, Cutler wasn't a dog. He may throw interceptions and cried about it, but he wasn't a dog like that. Harden's just being a dog when you do stupid stuff like that, not moving off the ball. But that's the coaching staff for letting him get away with it. I mean, that's all there is to it. All right, we got to get to the Sports Flash. Bucks win 108-94. I changed my mind. Let's do the injury report here real quick. Then we'll get to the Sports Flash. I'm just irritating Mitch by keep delaying the Sports Flash. Injury report here. Let's go.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys.
All right, so let's talk about the injury report tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks. Tony Snell, left ankle sprain. Again, talking to Matt Velasquez before the game, said yes, he will be back in time for the playoffs. So that's always a good thing. Some of these other people that are out with injuries, still waiting to get them back at this point. You know, Dante DiVincenzo is a guy that's battled injury. He'll be at Bel Air Cantina on Water Street tomorrow with Bill Michaels and Steve Novak for the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. I thought for sure that should have been Giannis after everything that happened last year. I figured that was a natural, but nope. Dante DiVincenzo, it is. So he'll be there tomorrow. Still waiting on, obviously, Mirotić to come back from his injury. You're assuming he will be back in time as well. And looking forward to seeing him in time for the playoffs. And then Brogdon, you know, second round of the playoffs, I'm guessing, for Malcolm Brogdon. And see what happens from that standpoint going forward. But Sterling Brown did well filling in for Tony Snell. All right, now we can get to a Sports Flash.
We're heading into the Bucks locker room to hear what the players saw on the court. Sponsored by Precision Sports. Specializing in the delivery, installation, removal, and repair of basketball hoops, exercise equipment, game tables, and backyard playgrounds. Go to PrecisionSportsOnline.com.
Welcome back. Bucks get the win tonight over the Houston Rockets, 108-94. Steve Sparky, Fiverr with you, Mayor Mitch, Chairman of the DJ Wilson Fan Club, Evan, other side of the glass. Chosen Zola down at the arena. Just send us back Coach Budenholzer after this Bucks victory. We'll hear from him. We'll get another call or two in here as well. But first, let's go inside the locker room.
Blair, Giannis, great victory tonight. It was a team effort. Bless on your defense on James Harden tonight. Talk about the strategy, the hands up, staying on his shooting hand.
I just tried not to foul. Send them to Giannis and Brooke and let them help me out. They did a great job. They've been doing a great job for me all season. And we just played a great team basketball tonight.
I know you heard the chants, Giannis. MVP. It was loud tonight. How was your mindset going against head-to-head against James tonight, who is the current MVP?
I try not to think about it that much. My mindset is to come do my job, do whatever it takes to help my team win, and all I can get about is that we got to win.
Thanks to both of y'all, man. I hope I see y'all in the finals.
Where my money at?
Where my money at? Was that what Giannis was saying? Where's my money at? Terry lose a dice game
probably,
or something?
Probably from when,
yeah,
last year or something.
Make him pay, Giannis. He's a Jet. He's got a lot of money. Make him pay. I miss Jason Terry so much, man.
Yeah. Somebody asked me the other night.
He was so fun. He'd come on the big show whenever we wanted. That dude was so fun.
Would you rather have Jason Terry or Tim Frazier?
Jason Terry.
Absolutely.
Hands down.
No question about it.
Get out of here.
That is sad, too.
Or Colson or anybody else you're going to throw at me from the G League on the end of that bench. I'll take Jason Terry overall.
Colson's like one for one in his career.
Who cares? I'd still rather have Jason
Terry.
I know.
That's impressive shooting percentage.
All right. Back to the folds we go. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. Where to?
Mike on the south side. You're up next on The Fan. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, I thought you guys gave up on me.
No, we never give up on you, Mike. What's up?
I don't want the Greekazoid shooting the threes. And I thought Connington, Ersan, DJ, and Hill did pretty good. And I thought that Chris Paul and Harden, they look like punks. Every team from the West Coast, they lose in Milwaukee. They're like, all right, we're out of here. You can't shake a hand, and I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, it's pretty classless. And that tends to happen from time to time.
They don't do that. They don't. It's not uncommon for them to leave with a few seconds left in the game. They just get off the court and go get treatment or whatever. I've seen it before. It's not.
That doesn't change my opinion of anything.
No, I know.
You don't see the Bucks players do that crap. At least I haven't. If you've seen it, please do feel free to tell me and say, well, that's not true, Sparky. Giannis leaves on the road all the time before the game's over. I don't remember ever seeing stuff like that. I just really haven't. So if that has happened, so be it. But I don't remember ever seeing it happen for the Bucks. All right, time now to hear from Coach Budenholzer.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-8-NEED. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, let's hear from Coach Budenholzer after the Bucks get a victory tonight over the Houston Rockets.
You know, I'm just really pleased with the defensive effort for all four quarters, really. You know, particularly the second half, just felt like we were trying to make, you know, everything as difficult as possible on everybody on the court. Guys really just put the effort in, and then the kind of effort activity coming back and getting steals and loose balls and just covering lots of ground. And, you know, that just stands out to me. We had a little stretch where we got hot and made some threes and got some separation, and that combined with good four quarters of defense, you know, I think good effort tonight.
It seemed like every time you guys needed something, Bledsoe was there to provide it. Just what can you say about his performance tonight?
Yeah, I mean, to do what he did on both ends of the court, you know, pretty special. I think, you know, he loves that challenge. I think he's an incredible defender. It's just so unique what he can do and the talent that he has on that end of the court. And then, you know, tonight he made a bunch of threes. And again, you know, maybe we had two stretches where we really kind of got hot from three. And, you know, one of them was almost him by himself. And, you know, so that, you know, it's just really happy for Bled. He's been so good for us all year. And for him to take the challenge tonight and deliver on both ends, you know, heck of a performance.
I think Giannis, Bled, and Brook are all probably in the all-defense conversation. And it did feel like all three prongs were needed for this tonight. Just can you talk a little bit about, you know, how big of an impact all three of those guys were able to kind of make together?
Yeah, I mean, I think without a doubt those guys are all defense, you know, all NBA, all defense guys. You know, and certainly we talked a little bit about before the game, you know, so much focus on Harden and so much focus on the guy who's guarding him, mostly Bled, and then the defense with Brook at the paint. But could we be active with a third guy? Could we be active with everybody else? And Giannis was a big part of that third prong. You know, it's so much focus on the other two, but you know, I think his activity and him being able to cover ground and just committing, you know, it's a good way to describe it. You know, the three prongs were all working well together.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Let's get tonight's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, Bucks get the win tonight over the Houston Rockets, 108-94. Bledsoe leads away with 23 points, 7 assists, 3 rebounds, 19-14-4 for Giannis. Drive of the game, LA courtesy of TNT, Mayor Mitch.
Well, Giannis had to do something tonight, 19 points and 14 rebounds in an MVP showcase. He showcased his athleticism here off a James Harden turnover. He gets the alley-oop pass from Pat Connaughton.
Little kid, if you want to make your team, don't imitate the defense.
Great pass by Connaughton to Giannis for the alley-oop.
Now don't imitate what we're seeing tonight defensively, little kids at all.
There you go. Highlight courtesy of TNT. Want to hear from Giannis?
We can do that.
All right, let's hear from Giannis, who also talked after the game tonight. This should be fun. Here we go.
Giannis, just defensively tonight, obviously a great team effort by you guys, but it
It seemed like the way Bledsoe was playing hard and again, and you and Lopez behind them. How much is that discipline in being able to stay to the spots and stop him from being effective?
I think both of the guys, and Bledsoe and Brooke, did a great job, especially just showing bodies in the paint. You know, that was our game plan, you know, trying to show as many bodies as we could in James Harden, and we were able to do it the whole night and make him have a not-so-good night for himself. I think Brooke is a great shot blocker, so sending the guards and sending guys like James Harden to Brooke, it benefits the team. A lot, you know, bring a lot of energy, especially defensively, picked the whole team up, and offensively he was you know, rolling tonight, and definitely he helped us, especially in the third quarter when he had the run, 11-0 run by himself, and everybody got energy out of that, and we played even harder, and we were able to close out the game.
You felt nine double digits early, but there was that one play there where Bledsoe stole the inbound pass. Got the two, and then Chris hit a few shots in a row. Did that feel like a turning point for you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think that's where everything started. We were down by, I don't remember, 8, something like that. You know, Chris came in, had like a 7-0 run or 7-2 run. Bledsoe was doing a great job defensively, got some deflections. I think everybody just feed off that, you know, that energy and that effort that both of those guys did in the second quarter, and we were able to knock down some shots and even guard even harder.
Hey Bucks fans, let's get tonight's Chili's MVB. Be the first to know this standout player tomorrow morning at 8:35 during Chuck and Winkler to win free food from Chili's. Chili's is back, baby. Back!
Bucks win 108-94. Chili's MVB of the game, Eric Bledsoe. Bledsoe, Chili's MVB. Need to know that for Chuck and Winkler. Tomorrow morning, 23 points, 7 assists, 3 boards, a steal, 2 block shots on 4 of 7 from 3, 9 of 19 overall, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. And the Bucks 108-94 victory tonight for Milwaukee. Did you say we have Eric Bledsoe as well?
We do.
We do have Eric Bledsoe. All right, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll hear from Matt Velasquez. Maybe we'll get a little Eric Bledsoe in as well. Bucks win 108-94.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola. This is Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, Bucks get the win tonight over the Houston Rockets, 108-94. Giannis, 19 points, 14 boards, 4 assists. 23.7 assists for Eric Bledsoe. Joining us now is Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Good evening, Matt.
Good evening.
So what did you take away from tonight's victory over the Houston Rockets?
You know, I think that the biggest takeaway was just the play of Eric Bledsoe. I mean, he had the task of guarding James Harden for most of the game. You know, held him to 23 points, 9 of 26 from the field. Not all that was just him. He had Brook Lopez and Yasuo Kumbo behind him for a lot of the game, you know, making things difficult, you know, really shading him, you know, to the side and from the back, trying to cut off the opportunity for threes and step backs and all that. But then, you know, that 11-0 personal third quarter run that Eric Bledsoe went on just changed the face of the game. You know, he brought the crowd to life at multiple points. You know, it was a really good crowd, but, you know, they got especially loud when Bledsoe was, you know, blocking James Harden and, you know, making a steal in the backcourt and then knocking the ball out of Harden's hands and getting in his face and then making bucket after bucket. I mean, he was the emotional leader tonight, and they're just a huge stage for him.
Okay, so you talk to people, other writers, I'm sure, when they come to Milwaukee or when you're on the road traveling with the Bucks. Who has the advantage for you right now, MVP, of the people you talk to?
I polled about 25 people. Who voted last year. I don't know if they'll vote this year just because the NBA hasn't decided that voting base yet.
Wait a second. Wait. Stop. What do you mean they haven't decided? When did they decide?
Well, it's a group of 100 media members. You know, I was part of it last year. They haven't sent an email yet that I'm aware of asking to be part of it. Maybe they just don't want me. But in general, they try and get at least somebody from every market. They have people for national, international voters. And so, like, you know, they'll figure that out in the next, like, you know, week or two.
That doesn't make much sense to me, to be honest with you. Like, why wouldn't you have notified the people that are voting at the beginning of the year that they're going to have a vote? Why would you wait until the end of the year to then tell, oh, by the way, there's a week left, you get a vote?
Well, I think that they want to make sure that people are still in the jobs that they have, that nothing changes, that they don't have to, you know, affect things.
Right.
And I know that I was part of the group that voted, you know, in the media contingent for All-Star, and that was only shortly, you know, before All-Star. It was like a couple weeks before they, or maybe 2 weeks before they announced All-Star, or whenever the cutoff for the fan vote was, a similar for us. But just among the people that I polled, which is a collection of people from different, you know, Eastern Conference, Western Conference, National, TV, whatever, you know, Giannis was ahead in that little straw poll, 13-10, and two people were like, yeah, I have no idea. And so I think that people are legitimately torn on this, because, you know, you have James Harden doing historical things on offense and really put the Rockets on his back when everyone was hurt and led them back basically by himself. And then there's Giannis, who's been arguably the best defensive player in the league this year on the best defensive team, the best overall team, putting up huge stats, numbers that we, again, haven't seen in a long time. When you look at his points, assists, rebounds, oh, and not to mention the steals and the blocks and just everything that he's doing on a two-way basis. So people are legitimately torn, and I think it's going to be really close.
Gary Eller said on the Big Show yesterday, said nobody gives a damn about defense when voting for the MVP. Do you think that's true?
I think it's going to play in there. I mean, usually MVP is just such a offense-heavy thing. But if you have, you know, somebody like Giannis who is, you know, among the favorites for Defensive Player of the Year, like, that has to be factored in. I know that, you know, people who I've reached out to and polled to see how they're thinking, like, they've mentioned it. They've said, hey, you know, Harden would be the Offensive Player of the Year. If we had an Offensive and a Defensive Player of the Year, and MVP was separate, like, he would undoubtedly be the Offensive Player of the Year for how his scoring has been just ridiculous and the ways that he's been doing it, like, just night after night. But, you know, Giannis's overall game, his defense, just his effect on where the Bucks have been able to get to as a team, like, that does matter.
He is Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Matt, thanks so much for coming on. We'll talk to you Thursday night.
For sure.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Matt Velasquez on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance and think providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
What about the next game? What do you expect from this team now? Time for some forward thinking. Sponsored by Forward Financial Partners. Moving forward together. Find your way at FFPWI.com.
Next up, the Clippers. They beat the Timberwolves tonight. And because of that, they have locked up a playoff spot, which now means the Boston Celtics get their number one pick, which means now the Boston Celtics have three number one picks. This is all according to Bobby Marks on Twitter. And he also points out that if Memphis finishes outside of the top eight, Boston will have their first round pick, which, if I read the tweet right, means Boston could have four number one picks in this upcoming draft. Four. Sheesh. They just keep on adding on, adding on. Bye-bye, Kyrie. We got four ones. Maybe we'll trade all four of them to get number one overall. I mean, seriously, that's just stupid.
Clippers have lost once in March.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Playing pretty good right now, I'd say, at this point.
Unofficially 11-1 in March.
And remember, everybody had given up on them. And thought, well, Tobias Harris is gone, season's over. And the owner said, you better make the playoffs.
That's 2 years in a row.
The owner of that team, Ballmer, said, you better still make the playoffs. I know what you just did, but you better still make the playoffs. And everybody's like, dude, he's out of his mind. Like, they aren't going to make the playoffs with what they have left. And, oh, they're doing it.
Is that not 2 years in a row where they traded, they made a big
Blake
trade
Griffin.
At the deadline?
Detroit last year. Yep.
And it got better?
Yep. I mean, but look at the guys on this team. Patrick Beverly, Garrett Temple. Gallinari, Jeff Green.
I mean, they're good.
Wilson Chandler, Lou Williams. I mean, these guys have been around the league for a while, many different stops. Been out of the league in Garrett Temple's instance.
It's actually Jamichael Green.
Back.
Jeff Green's in the Wizards.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Jeff Green, right.
But so, Montrezl Harrell, I mean,
Montrezl Harrell's another one.
Probably 40-20 on Thursday.
No doubt. And Lou Williams scores in his sleep each and every night.
Landry Shamet's a nice player. I mocked him earlier in the season, and I've watched him
you
now.
You did not like him at all early on.
Well, I just thought it was a joke that because everybody had crowned Philly at that point.
Right.
You know, back in November or whatever, that they were going to win the championship and that was it. And, you know, I mocked him and I said, what, with guys like Landry Shamet coming off right. the bench?
Yep.
And he's solid. If you watch the kid, he's good.
No doubt. All right, so the Clippers on Thursday night won't be an easy game for the Bucks, but again, I still think a game the Bucks probably should win. They should beat everybody, technically. You have the best record in the league. You should never lose, right?
56-19. Right.
Gotta get 60 wins, it looks like, folks. 60 wins. That's just stupid. 122-111, the Clippers beat the Timberwolves. Your Bucks, they took care of business and beat the Rockets 108-94. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Coming up next, Pharrell on the Bench. CBS Sports Radio straight ahead. My thanks to Mayor Mitch, our guy Evan, and Joe Zanzola down at the arena. Toodles!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.